As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Got a frog in my throat here. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's definitely a revolution in Pittsburgh. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Friday, September the 25th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you again today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone. Call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. It's bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out once again to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, all, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Let's go into that news for today. The G20 summit today, broad spectrum red ink is flowing as if to warn a group of 20 attendees to keep their hands off the Wall Street bankster gangsters' profits. That's going to be definitely part of the news. Man's role in changing the face of the earth. We're going to go into that a little bit. We'll talk about water. Talk about leadership, maybe some other items. Lots on the plate, of course. Kind of think of it as an open lines Friday. If you've got something on your mind, something that came up over the week that I haven't mentioned, you want to discuss it, you're certainly welcome to do so by calling into the broadcast. It's going to those market reports for Friday, September the 25th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're definitely swimming in a sea of red ink today. Gold off yesterday's low closing, trading off $5.60, once again well below 1,000, now trading at $988.10. That's quite the drop, no doubt about it. Silver lost almost a buck yesterday, trading down now 16 cents in morning trading, $16.04 for a troy ounce of silver. Platinum lost $29, trades at $1,269. Palladium losing $3, trading down at $289. So there's a sea of red ink definitely there in the precious metals. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far. This morning, $984.20 for a low. Whoever said that $9.95 was going to be a low is $11 off. $985.20 for a low, $1,002.90 for a high. But at $988.10, your investment in gold a year ago is still up $112.50 for a 12.85% return on your investment. So all is not lost yet, Dorothy. The boys in London set the gold fix this morning at $997 an ounce. You can see we're trading well below that right now, $9 below that. So we'll have to find out more about what's causing that on the other side of this first commercial intermission. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big Don Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Friday, September the 25th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. As we saw in the opening segment, gold was trading off $5.60 at $988.10. Boy, you want to break my heart. Send me into the weekend with a big boo-hoo. That did it. Silver, certainly, no better off. Lost a buck almost since yesterday, really. It's down 16 cents in early morning trading, but it's trading just above $16. Not at all making me pleased. $16.04 in silver. But as we drop down a little bit further, let's look at the Dow. Dow yesterday closed off 41, trading at 97.07. It is time for the people in Wall Street to put away their 10,000 Dow hats. I don't think they're going to get that either. The NASDAQ off 24, trading at 21.08. The S&P lost 10, trading at 1,051. Crude oil was off 49 cents in morning trading at $65.40 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. Again, $65.40, losing another, 49 cents, say 50 cents. The U.S. dollar index losing 8 basis points. It should be up. When everything else is down, it's not. Losing 8 basis points, trading at 76.81. What's with all of this? Well, largely, I think, this is just basically Wall Street telling the Euromasters from the G20 to keep your hands off of our pay scale and keep your mind out on your own business and leave Wall Street to us, just about with the same kind of disdain that Benjamin Bernanke and others at the Federal Reserve have that message that has been sent to Congress. So forget about auditing the Fed. These people are above and beyond audits and The government needs to go away and leave the bankster gangsters alone. Anyway, if it has anything to do with it, I think that this is a real red ink send-off for the people as they go back to Europe. If they want to try and mess with Wall Street, they better get it ready. That bull's got horns, and if they think they're going to get him by the balls, they got another thing coming. Anyway, let's go into it a little bit further here, and I just say that simply because there was a YouTube circulating from Europe this morning in regards to that very issue, which end of the bull the European G20s are going to have a hold of. Anyway, in the foreign exchange rates, the Canadian dollar, again, all red ink all across our little basket of currencies here. You know, Timmy Geithner's got his basket. We got our basket of currencies. The Canadian dollar losing 0.50% or down 50 basis points, trading at 91 cents. The Mexican peso losing 30 basis points, now back again in the 7-cent mark. The euro losing 9 basis points, trading at $1.47. The British pound loses 63 basis points, trades at $1.60. And even though the Swiss franc goes down 26 basis points, it's trading at 97 cents now. It was 98 yesterday. But nevertheless, it's really closing in on parity there with the U.S. dollar. In the bond market, the two-year bond yield drops another point, basically. It's now 0.97%. Those two-year bonds at 0.97 are not going to be at all attractive to Japanese and Chinese investors, and so that's more trouble. The 10-year stands at 3.36. That's not much of a return on your investment in 10 years, and a 30-year bond at 4.13% is so low that anybody that invested money in a 30-year bond at 4.13% needs their head examined, especially in today's financial marketplace. In the mortgage pit, if you will, the 15-year mortgages are still declining, if you will, now at 4.66%, down from 4.81 a month ago. So 15-year mortgage is more attractive than it was a month ago. The 30-year in the same situation, going down at 5.22% from 5.33% a month ago. So if you need to get a mortgage, the rates are still declining. Of course, the Fed target rate is 0.25%, hasn't changed in a long time, which is why we don't report it every morning. So that's your market report for today. Nothing but bad news and a sea of red ink going into the weekend. We'll see what comes out of the G20. But most of what's coming out of the G20 is a lot of smoke and mirrors, a lot of fluff and puff, if you will. In my opinion, not really anything of substance to report. A lot of posing, a lot of posturing, pontificating, strutting their stuff. But one of the things that is going to come out of this is a continuing dialogue that the G20 is going to trump the G8, or what it trumped the G7 when Russia was added to it. But this idea that the group of seven and the group of eight, you go back to Bretton Woods and come forward from that, the group of eight and then the group of 20, going in and widening the hem of the garment and increasing the size of the panel, really doesn't prove much. For those of us that have sat in boardrooms before, you understand the idea that when a company is started out, you'll have a principal or two involved in it, and the if you go public with it, you'll have stockholders, or if you're a nonprofit, you'll have a board of directors and so on. And so the original founders will kind of acquiesce to the desire, the clamor for a seat at the table. And so the power players, the power brokers step back a little bit and they give some space to others. And so in this case, where we're going to see the G20 having more outward control, if you will, or say at these meetings, proves very little. When you talk about puppet masters and puppet strings, you're still going to have the G8 and the G7 and the master blasters of the universe, whether they be the Rothschild or whom they might be. You're going to have them holding the strings at the top of the pyramid, that all-seeing eye. And then it really matters very little whether they go G20 or G30. Look at the United Nations. At the same, you know, with all the countries that are involved in the United Nations, we still have the Security Council. You've got those that are actually with their fingers poised over the little red buttons ready to melt the planet down. They're the power brokers. It doesn't matter how many people sit there at the table or how many flags they have arrayed behind them. There's still a certain number of power brokers. But for the media fed people, you'll have a better sense of consensus when you have more faces at the table. So anyway, it's becoming more democratic. But really, is it? I don't think so. Other things in the news this morning, they're talking about the disappointing numbers in the durable goods orders. Well, come on, give us a break, will you? Even at this time of the morning, we all understand that if you don't have any money in your pocket, you're not going to be running out and buying equipment for your factory. You're not going to go out and buy a new washing machine and a new dryer just because it's got a 4-star energy rating and you get a little bit of money back from Barry the Usurper and the boys. You know, they still haven't made good on their promise on the clunkers. So it's just a little bit more fluff and nonsense. Unexpected declines. Anybody that doesn't expect declines in durable good orders and the sale of automobiles and everything else in this country is living in a pipe dream. They really ought to get their nose out of the bong and start to get their heads cleared out, because they're definitely not living in the real world. At least they're not being honest with us from the standpoint of reporting on the news. Of course, we're going to let all that go, and we're going to go into something with a little bit more substance for the balance of the broadcast. Of course, your calls are welcome, 866-841-1065. Be right back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Thank you.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. You know, the there's a new player on the block, if you will. Not really a new player, but definitely a new player in the news with the G20 going. There's a fellow named Liu He, who is a Kennedy Business School Harvard grad. He's being styled as a the Chinese version of the Lawrence Summers. Of course, anybody that's followed Lawrence Summers, you know that he was United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan's special representative to the International Migration and Development Symposiums, if you will. He was the talking head, the experts say, in all things illegal immigration and transboundary migrations of the human workforce on the global plantation. And so he's styled as this Lawrence Summers fellow, but of course Summers is now in working with, as part of the cabinet, the special economic advisor to bury the usurper and the boys. And so they're styling this fellow as the Chinese counterpart. Well, really, you know, when you get your education from the same place, Summers is a professor, I think, or a president of Harvard, at least one of the schools thereof. It's all an insider trading thing, folks. It's one big system, and you're either in the club, as George Carlin says, or you're not. You know, it's the same club they use to beat you over the head with. You're not part of the club, but neither am I. So the best thing we can do is to try and figure out some of the mindset that's going down, and to think about it. We need to be rational, if you will, reasonable in our thinking process, as opposed to being just reactionary. But there's a lot of reaction going on in Pittsburgh as well. You only have to be maced in the face and clubbed on the head and drug off the field a few times as you're pulled through the line of battle shields and all that, and booked overnight or a 72-hour stay for participating in a demonstration a few times in your life, to have had a full of that, and you start to realize that shouting down the walls of government with a bullhorn is a pretty unproductive bit of work. But nevertheless, some people do trend toward that. It's easy to do, largely. It makes you feel wonderful, I guess. But at the end of the day, little changes. That's why we advocate becoming vocal local and getting very seriously busy right where you are in these few months remaining between now and 2010, where you can actually influence the election of the next herd of critters. And certainly, we don't need to accept the leadership by critters if we can find people of moral and ethical and knowledge-based life, rather than just more of these lousy card dealers in the global crap game that we call government these days. But this goes back to a few years ago, quite a few years ago, really. This is out of the Harvard Business School, Harvard Business Review, a reprint. I picked it up back in about 1978, 1979, somewhere in there. And the various articles that are published in it start their copyright series in about 1956. So some of this material is relatively dated. And that's a good thing, because a lot of the people that are in government today are themselves dated. Some of the Congress people that we have, you would almost think that rigor mortis should have, or perhaps ought have, set in by now. They've been there for a long, long time, and many of them have come from Harvard and Princeton and Yale and Columbia and places like that, Georgetown. And so we can understand something about them if we understand their education. Understanding Leadership, the flagship article in this workbook, has a little bit to offer in that regard. We won't go through all of it. There's lots to discuss today. But it starts off with this sidebar. It says, leadership is democratic if it provides each worker the maximum opportunity for growth without creating anarchy. Right off the bat, they use democracy, maximum opportunities for growth. In other words, it's the equality of opportunity as opposed to the qualities of outcomes. Still back in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, they didn't want to start advancing the communist line too boldly. But they say that all of this is good as long as it doesn't create anarchy. Now, we've talked about anarchy here. If you want to go back and look at listen to the archives. Just go back up, go up on the oraclebroadcasting.com website, go to the show archives on the left, click on that, open up Become Vocal Locals Archives, and go back a few months, and you'll find the articles, the talks that we've given on anarchy, and understand what my take on it all is. But anyway, this is an article by W.C.H. Prentice, and it starts off this way. Attempts to analyze leadership tend to fail because the would-be analyst misconceives his task. He usually does not study leadership at all. Instead, he studies popularity, power, showmanship, or wisdom in long-range planning. Do we have a little bit of that out there today? Popularity, popularity contests, power, showmanship, wisdom in long-range planning. That's all the wrong places to go. But that's where the media leads us, this cult of personality and popularity contests and flexing our muscles and showing power, showmanship. Who has the fanciest suit? Who arrives in the nicest car? Who arrives with whom? Or wisdom in long-range planning, Lawrence Summers and Louis He from China. China, communist red China, by the way. Some leaders have these things, but they are not the essence of leadership. Leadership is the accomplishment of a goal through the direction of human assistance. So you have to be very careful around that word human. Human beings and humans. Basically, they're politically socialized creatures. Those that have not been politically socialized are mere animals. They're chattel, they're cattle on the field these days. But the man who successfully marshals his human collaborators, there's the introduction of that word collaboration again, collaborators. You can see how and where it comes, how early it came in and where it comes from, but the man who successfully marshals his human collaborators, we might think of the executive branch and the cabinet and all of the czars, to achieve particular ends is a leader. A great leader is one who can do so day after day and year after year in a wide variety of circumstances. Again, this is out of the Harvard Business Review. He may not possess or display power. Force or the threat of harm may never enter into his dealings. He may not be popular. His followers may never do what he wishes out of love or admiration for him. He might not ever be a colorful person. He may never use memorable devices to dramatize the purposes of his group or to focus attention on his own leadership. As for the important matter of setting goals, he may actually be a man of little influence or even of little skill. As a leader, he may merely carry out the plans of others. His unique achievement is a human and social one, which stems from his understanding of his fellow workers and the relationship of their individual goals to the group goal that he must carry out. And with that as an opening, we can understand a little bit, hopefully better, about modern day politics and what we see out there in business, in the business world, is that not all of the critters that are out there, whether they be Masons or Jesuits or Ashkenazim Jews or whatever, not all of them out there that are actually in positions of leadership and accomplishing goals necessarily fall under the heading of the personality cult. So a lot of these people are just got their hand on the crank and they're turning it. Some of them are driven by power, some of them by a thirst for greater wealth, and some of them for just the mental enjoyment of a job well done at the end of the day. Sometimes they become whistleblowers, and we hear about them, and they write books later. Others, as they get closer to the brass ring of power, start to morph and transform into creatures. Creatures that even their family wouldn't recognize if they knew them intimately. We'll pick up some of the problems and illusions of understanding leadership on the other side of this break with your calls and much more. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again, and if we look at the problems and the illusions that are posited here by our author, Mr. Prentice, W.C.H. Prentice, off the Harvard Business Review, Understanding Leadership is the title of his article. This was reprinted from the Harvard Business Review, September-October 1961, so you can see it's rather dated. Nevertheless, it's one thing, I suppose, to rail on and on endlessly about corruption in government and the bankster gangsters and so on and so forth. On the other side of the coin is bringing forward new leaders to stand in the gap to replace the corruption that faces us every day. And if we're not going to be that leadership, then we'll just have to wear whatever garment they drape upon us, whether that be poverty, whether it be unemployment, homelessness, and all of that. So it's really a choice. Choices have consequences, but at least we have the freedom to choose. Choose to do nothing, nothing changes. Choose to do something, at least if you try, something might change. Well, let's look into this, problems and illusions, understanding leadership. It's not hard to state, the author writes, in a few words, what successful leaders do that makes them effective, but it is much harder to tease out the components that determine their success. The usual method is to provide adequate recognition of each worker's function so that he can foresee the satisfaction of some major interest or motive of his in the carrying out of the group enterprise. Looking in, finding something in each person that you might be associated with or come into contact with, and help them to find some place where they can realize themselves. Self-realization needs, I guess. The task is adhered to because following orders will lead to a paycheck in some cases, and deviation will lead to unemployment. Crude forms of leadership rely solely on single sources of satisfaction, monetary rewards, or the alleviation of fear about various kinds of insecurity. And again, the task is adhered to because following orders will lead to a paycheck, and deviation will lead to unemployment. Sometimes it's necessary to reach inside the other person and help them to see how they profit. How can they profit by becoming active on a local level? How can they profit by not just acquiescing or rolling over and playing dead? If they can't see what the benefits they have to gain, then perhaps the losses that they could avoid by doing nothing will continue to rule the day. Now back to the article. It says, no one can doubt that such forms of motivation are effective within limits. In a mechanical way, they do attach the worker's self-interest to the interest of the employer or the group. But no one can doubt the weaknesses of such simple techniques. Human beings, the author writes, are not machines with a single set of buttons to push. When their complex responses to love, prestige, independence, achievement, and group membership are unrecognized on the job, they perform at best as automatons who bring far less than their maximum efficiency to the task, and at worst, as rebellious slaves who consciously or unconsciously sabotage the activities they're supposed to be furthering. Are you a rebellious slave this morning? Are you an unconscious automaton? Are you working towards something consciously to improve the situation around you or not? Back to the article here. It says, it is ironic that our basic image of the leader is so often that of a military commander, because most of the time, at least, a military organization is the purest example of an unimaginative application of simple reward and punishment as motivating devices. The commander in chief. When you think of leaders and leadership, are you thinking of a military officer in a crisp ironed suit there, starched collars, sharply folded tie and all of that nonsense, all of the emblems and the insignia, a weapon perhaps, or just the authority figure in blue, if you will? Used to be blue, now it's all just black ninja outfits, but that's the police and military in combination. The invention, back to the article, in World War II of the term snafu, situation normal all fouled up, merely epitomizes what literature and about military life from Greece and Rome to the present day has amply recorded, namely, that in no other human endeavor is morale typically so poor or gold-bricking and waste so much in evidence. Rule by force, rule by the military. The idea. In defense of the military, the author writes, two observations are relevant. One, the military undeniably has special problems because men get killed and have to be replaced. There are important reasons for treating them uniformly and mechanically. You don't want to get attached to a dog that might perish tomorrow. You don't want to get attached to your men. You would let your emotions get in the way of the mission. You'd be worried about how much blood would be spilled. Two, clarity about duties and responsibilities as maximized by the autocratic chain of command is not only essential to warfare, but has undoubted importance for most group enterprises. Clarity about the duties and the responsibilities maximized by the autocratic chain of command, not only essential to warfare, but has undoubted importance for most group enterprises. In fact, any departure from an essentially military type of leadership is still considered in some circles a form of anarchy. You will go door to door. You will administer vaccines. You will collect census data. You will do this. I will. My will. Not thy will be done, but my will be done. I said so. you don't do it, there will be punishment following, right? The author continues and he says, we've all heard the cry, somebody's got to be the boss. And I suppose no one would seriously disagree, but it's dangerous to confuse the chain of command or the table of organization with a method of getting things done. It is instead comparable to the diagram of a football play, which shows a general plan and how each individual contributes to it. The diagram is not leadership. By itself, it has no bearing one way or another on how well executed the play will be, yet that very question of effective execution is the problem of leadership. Rewards and threats may help each player to carry out his assignment, but in the long run, if success is to be continuing and if morale is to stand or to survive, each player must not only fully understand his part and its relation to the group effort, he must also want to carry it out. How badly do you want to live in a free world? How much and how badly do you actually want to see peace for a change? If there isn't a sufficient drive, if there isn't something that's sufficient, if you don't have a picture in your mind, a burning desire, the zeal, as they say, of a crusader, willing to crawl over broken glass or walk through the fire, perhaps there's no motivation to live in freedom. Perhaps everyone would just as soon live in chains. That's the part of a leader in a group, to help people to find that fire within, enthusiasmos, if you will, the enthusiasm to continue, to persevere, to not quit. The problem of every leader is to create these wants and to find ways to channel existing wants into cooperative, effective action. Continuing from the article, he says, the relations with people. When the leader succeeds, it'll be because he'd learned two basic lessons. One, men are complex, and two, men are different. Human beings, again, I don't care for that word, understand that word now, basically a politically socialized individual. Human beings respond not only to the traditional carrot and stick used by the driver of a donkey, but also to ambition, patriotism, love of the good and the beautiful, boredom, self-doubt, and many more dimensions and patterns of thought and feeling that make them men. But the strength and the importance of these interests are not the same for every worker, nor is the degree to which they can be satisfied in his job, for example. One may be characterized primarily by a deep religious need, but find the fact quite irrelevant to his daily work. Another may find his main satisfactions in solving intellectual problems and never be led to discover how his love for chess problems and mathematical puzzles can be applied to business. Or, still another may need a friendly, admiring relationship that he lacks at home and be constantly frustrated by the failure of his superior to recognize and take advantage of that need. There are different needs and there are different wants, and a good leader looks for the differences and builds upon them. We'll be right back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, coming into the end of the first hour of today's broadcast, talking a little bit about leadership, looking at the news as we go along on all of this. And we talk about the G20, the G8, you know, the group of 20, the big nations, the most, the 20 most successful, I guess you would say, or the highest gross domestic product producing countries on the planets getting together and meeting, talking about setting caps on bankers' pay. Who runs the planet anyway? Does Angela Merkel run the central bank in Germany, or is it the other way around? Does Gordon Brown run the Bank of England, or the other way around? Barry the usurper run the Federal Reserve, or does the Federal Reserve run roughshod over all of us? Kind of specious, isn't it? Maybe we need to understand leadership a little better. We definitely need to make some changes, and if we cannot be leaders, then who will be? If we can't be leaders right where we are, then how would we be leaders on an international level? We have global problems that demand local solutions. If I could be so bold as to say so. To the extent that the leader's circumstances and skill permit him to respond to such individual patterns, he will be better able to create genuinely intrinsic interest in the work that he is charged with getting done. We've heard repeatedly the last weeks as Barry the usurper tries to get people to, tries to obtain public buy-in, if you will, in his socialized medicine system. He's pulling out all of the stops. He's using all of the tricks he was trained to perform as a community organizer, as a community leader, if you will. Certainly unqualified for the position, not only from a constitutional standpoint, but from an intellectual standpoint, perhaps. Certainly unqualified to serve in the position of President of the United States, but he's tasked with a job here. He's charged with getting this project done. He's charged with getting public buy-in and congressional support for the most egregious socialized medicine system, you know, maybe ever invented. But anyway, In the last analysis, an ideal organization should have workers at every level reporting to someone whose dominion is small enough to enable him to know as human beings those who report to him. How well does Barry the usurper know all of his czars? How closely tied to him are they? Does he know their comings and their goings? Does he know their wakings and their sleepings? Does he know their internal thinking? Or does he just see them as so many shirts and suits at a table? Limits of the Golden Rule, the author continues. Fortunately, the prime motives of people who live in the same culture are often very much alike. And there are some general and motivational rules that work very well indeed. The effectiveness of Dale Carnegie's famous prescriptions in his How to Win Friends and Influence People is a good example. And I would say for a pocketbook that you could pick up at most any used bookstore for a dime, that's a book that you might just peruse one time. Dale Carnegie's book had a tremendous impact, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's a major principle. Its major principle is a variation of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you would like to be treated. While limited and oversimplified, such a rule is a great improvement over the primitive coercive approaches or the straight reward for desired behavior approach. How was the leadership in your area approaching you? Are they carrots? Or are they using a stick? Do they treat you as they would like to be treated? Or do they treat you as a faceless unknown? How does your health department treat the people in your area? How does your child protective services treat the children in your area and the families involved? How do the educators treat you when you show up at a school board meeting or you attempt to have a meeting with the teacher of your children in their classrooms? Continuing here, the author writes, but it'd be a great mistake not to recognize that some of the world's most ineffective leadership comes from the treat others as you would be treated school. Some of the world's most ineffective leadership comes from the treat others as you would be treated school. Again, this is being taught in Harvard. All of us have known unselfish people who earnestly wish to satisfy the needs of their fellows, but who were nevertheless completely inept as executives, or perhaps even as friends or as husbands, because it never occurred to them that others had tastes or emotional requirements different from their own. We all know the tireless worker who recognizes no one else's fatigue or boredom, the barroom story addict who thinks it's jolly to regale even the ladies with his favorites, and the devotee of public service who tries to win friends and influence people by offering them tickets to lectures on missionary work in Africa or Israel, the miserly man who thinks everyone is after money, and so on. There are a lot of failed models out there. You know, we're coming up on perhaps the second most surveilled country on the planet, second only to London, England. The English have even more cameras on them than we do. But have you taken the time to focus your camera on the people that are in positions of power, leadership, and authority right where you live? How are they working? How are they working out for you? Have you bothered to sit down and try and figure out their leadership model? If you were to run against one of them, how would you style your campaign platform? What could you offer the people that is not already being offered that would make them desire you as the leader as opposed to someone else? Have you given it a moment's thought? Continuing from the article here, it says leadership really does require more subtlety and perceptiveness than is implied in the saying that do as you would be done by. The one who leads us effectively must seem to understand our goals and purposes. He must seem to be in a position to satisfy them. He must seem to understand the implications of his own actions. He must seem to be consistent and clear in his decisions. The word, quote-unquote, seem is important here. If we do not apprehend the would-be leader as one who has these traits, it'll make no difference how able he may really be. We will still not follow his lead. If, on the other hand, we have been fooled and he merely seems to have these qualities, we will still follow him until we discover our error. In our words, it's the impression he makes at any one time that will determine the influence he has on his followers. As Barry the Usurper was campaigning for president, how did he seem to come across? Has he fulfilled those things that he seemed to be in your mind and the minds of others? The article continues and it's lengthy, but I think you get the idea. There are places that we can go in our research that we rarely do. Of course, on this broadcast, we focus on things that we can find the documents and find the facts and find more about the individuals and about the organizations and the groups and things like that. But unfortunately, oftentimes, we're looking away from ourselves and looking at others and passing judgment on other programs and systems, and yet not offering any solutions that are better than the ones that are being offered by them. Isn't it about time that we start to get real, politically real, as opposed to just reactionary in our pursuit of change, real change, lasting change, understanding that without freedom, without property, there is no pursuit of happiness, there is no real life or liberty, if you will. It'll just be another day, man. Just another effing day. There's a lot of information that can be had. Certainly, some of the people that have been most influential are those that we would least think would be influential in the United States of America. Mikhail Gorbachev is one of those. He writes about a new glasnost for the planet. How many people have read Anatoly Galitzin's book, The Perestroika Deception? We talk about transparency in government and building new government websites where everything is out in the open and everything that's being done is open for discussion by the people. Of course, the barrier between the people and the G20 summit was miles away. Anyway, we'll be right back on the other side, start hour number two. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
History will always remember those strongest voices. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, September the 25th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Our call-in numbers throughout the program remain at 512-904-8014. If you're in the Austin, Texas area, you have unlimited long-distance access, or you'd like to take Oracle with you on your mobile phone, that's a number that you can use. Again, it's 512-904-8014. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are always welcome. This is an article written by Mikhail Gorbachev, A New Glasnost for the Planet, for those of you that have ever read Mikhail Gorbachev in his writings before. You know that he's a very slippery eel, no doubt about it. Anatoly Galitzin had him spot on when he wrote the Perestroika Deception. Perestroika. But this is out of the Optimist magazine. I've shared with this from you from this article before in the past here. This is the spring 2004 edition. I got this magazine sent to me by Mikhail Gorbachev, ostensibly with a personal letter and so on and so forth, back when I was newly elected as the state chairman for the America First Party, another one of these unproductive third parties. But nevertheless, Mikhail Gorbachev, here's the intro, the sidebar. Mikhail Gorbachev served as president of the Soviet Union from 1990 to 1991, and as general secretary of the Politburo of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union from 1985 to 1991. During this period, he launched a new series of fundamental domestic reforms, including expanded freedoms and the democratization of the political process, all of which were carried out through his policies of social and economic restructuring, or perestroika, and glasnost. In April 1988, Gorbachev, or Gorby, announced his decision to pull Soviet troops out of Afghanistan. 1988, you see, and we're in Afghanistan today. Ceasing guerrilla warfare there. The name of Gorbachev is also associated with the fall of the Berlin Wall and Ronald the great communitarian Ronnie Reagan's, California governor, then president, and the end of the Cold War, if you can believe that, in recognition of which Gorbachev was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1990. See how little really is necessary to get that peace prize. Since 1992, he's been the president of the Gorbachev Foundation, a think tank for social, political, and economic research, and in 1993, he founded Green Cross International. Of course, we had the Red Cross, we've got the White Cross, we've got St. John's Cross, we've got all these crosses out there, but in 93, he founded Green Cross International, the new green religion, Green Cross. And this is what Mikhail Gorbachev has to say. I'll just read a little bit of it, give you an idea of the mind of the man. It may seem paradoxical, but despite having borne witness to the countless humanitarian and environmental disasters of recent decades, he's probably writing this from his office in the Presidio out in San Francisco, the city by the gay, I wholeheartedly welcome the launch of the Green Cross Optimist. Some will wonder about the title of the magazine. After all, we've been exposed to an avalanche of grim forecasts regarding our future, seemingly leaving little, if any, room for optimism. But being an optimist does not mean simply looking at the world through rose-tinted glasses, like Voltaire's Candide, and declaring everything to be the best despite an endless array of misfortune. Being an optimist, as I see it, means to refuse to make do with the status quo. And haven't we heard railing against the status quo at the G20 summit? Be right back.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance or your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again here on our Friday, September the 25th, 2009, to our broadcast to Become Vocal Local, now into our second hour of today's broadcast. Reading from a writing by Mikhail Gorbachev out of the Green Cross Optimist, spring 2004, a new glasnost for the planet. Find out a little bit about what is glasnost. But certainly don't allow yourself to be swept away with these kind and flowing words. I really do encourage you to take a look at Anatoly Golitsyn's fine work on the perestroika deception. How many czars do we have in the United States today under the usurper's leadership? How many times have you heard about Barry the Usurper's communistic and anarchistic activities in his life? So let's not be deceived. But back again here to the words of Mikhail Gorbachev. He says, being an optimist, as I see it, now we're going to define a term, optimist, as I see it, means, being an optimist means, here's the term, to refuse to make do with the status quo. What is that? To refuse to make do with the status quo. In other words, the abolition of laissez-faire, laissez-passer. In other words, let it be, let me pass. Let me be. Leave me alone. I don't need your vaccine, and I'm not even interested in it. And don't ask me to support your wars. I'm opposed to wars. I'm a man of peace. Etc. Being an optimist, again, as I see it, that's Mikhail Gorbachev speaking, means to refuse to make do with the status quo. You listen to the reports in the news coming out of G20 and other places, the G8 back in London, Cannery Row, Cannery Wharf, if you will, more properly. Time to put aside that old capitalism. Time to change. Time to get away from the status quo. But listen carefully to the words again. Being an optimist means to refuse to make do with the status quo, but instead to constantly look for ways to make the world a better place and help address the practical challenges faced by people here and now. Well, an optimist then is a progressive. Teddy Roosevelt. He turns back on the Republican Party and became a progressive to throw the election. The progressives came into being. The capital L liberals, if you will. Progressives. I call this optimism by action. Okay, I call this optimism by action, quote unquote, optimism by action. Knowledge is power, but it's only powerful when it's combined with action. Action steps. Becoming active. I call this optimism by action, progressive action. Again, go back and study the Communist Manifesto, Revolution and Counter-Revolution by Engels and Marx and others. A street action, optimism by action, violent revolution, violent mean, and it can be peaceful means as well. But I believe, he writes, that such a philosophy of life could provide the catalyst for a much-needed transformation to sustainable development. As if sustainable development was a proper noun. Our much-needed transformation to sustainable development. We report on that every Tuesday and Thursday with our guest, Vicki Davison, in the past, as I've read time and time again, directly from the Agenda, Earth Summit Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action from Rio de Janeiro, a program of action for sustainable development. Optimism, I call this optimism by action. And I believe that such a philosophy of life could provide the catalyst for a much-needed transformation to sustainable development, a global transformation. This first step is to inform and motivate people. Listen very carefully. An info war. Informing and motivating people to action. We're walking barefoot on the upturned edge of Occam's razor. The path is strewn with those who have fallen on the field through their own error. We carefully research the past. We visualize the future of where we need to be into greater and greater freedom and less of the tyrannical and despotic controls. But we've got to realize that the entire course is filled with tigers, lions, tigers, and bears, as they say. Here's the Russian bear speaking in first person. 20 years ago, Gorbachev writes, when glasnost or openness, does that sound like transparency to you? 20 years ago, when glasnost or openness was used to launch the process of perestroika that transformed the Soviet Union, no one believed that it was doable. But I was driven by the need to, quote-unquote, wake up those people who had, quote-unquote, fallen asleep. How many times have we used those phrases in our own discourse on radio? Fallen asleep. Waking them up. Waking up those people who had fallen asleep, and make them truly active and concerned to ensure that everyone felt as if they were the master of their country, of their enterprise, office, or institute, to get the individual involved in all processes. You see see all of this is really quite dangerous? Can you see how easy it would be for the change agent to slide in amongst the alternative media hosts, etc., and advance this optimism by action? Could almost name them by name over the last 10 or 15 years on radio. By the fruit you shall know the tree. Continuing, and I'll just say it again, but I was driven by the need to wake up those people who had fallen asleep and make them truly active and concerned, to ensure that everyone felt as if they were master of their country, of their enterprise, office, or institute, to get the individual involved in all processes. One of the first outcomes of Glasnost in the USSR was heightened awareness of the massive environmental problems blighting the country and impassioned public demands to stop the most damaging activities, resulting in the closure of heavy polluting factories and cancellation of a major project to divert Siberian rivers. Interesting, is it not? Man-made global warming, carbon sequestration, closing of one factory after another, breaking away the dams that provide the almost unlimited electrical generation, diverting Siberian rivers. Well, more to come on the other side as we study Glasnost from the mouth of Mikhail Gorbachev.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we've returned once again, going through this new glasnost for the planet, Mikhail Gorbachev, good old Gorby. And he writes this, he says, people cannot long tolerate living on a planet where millions of children have no clean water to drink and go to sleep hungry once they know that they have the power to change it. I have faith in humankind, and it is this faith that has allowed me to remain an active optimist. Optimism. Optimism by action. Agenda 21, sustainable development, global to local action plans, localism, all sound so inviting. As the stakes rise higher, here we invoke the stakeholders. With the permanent damage we are doing to our planet and the erosion of global security, we wouldn't want to have global insecurity. We have to strengthen global security, you know. There is no time to be lost in addressing the three principal and interlinked, you know, we say interdependent, interoperable, these three principal and interlinked challenges of sustainable development, peace and security, poverty and deprivation, and the environment, peace and security. I'm doing it for the children's. Poverty and deprivation. The poor will always be with you. And the environment, Gaia, G-E, by the way, G-E, like General Electric. In the face of international terrorism, terrorism, the threat of proliferation of weapons of mass destruction and frequent local armed conflicts, as in Pittsburgh, continuous efforts are needed to ensure peace and security. They came saying peace, peace, and there was no peace. The existence of enormous poverty-stricken areas in the world is morally unacceptable and provide the breeding grounds for extremism, violence, and organized crime unconstrained by any borders. The global environment displays alarming signs of discontent, and problems are no longer localized and manageable as they are today in Pittsburgh. Damage to the Earth's atmosphere is causing our climate to change. Natural disasters to become more frequent and devastating. Glaciers to melt and the polar ice caps to thin. Poor polar bears swimming from ice cube to ice cube looking for a place to rest and eat their seal, as they have been doing for thousands of years. Ocean fish stocks are depleting. Boy, there's truth in that. Deserts are advancing and thousands of plant and animal species are disappearing at an alarming rate. Thousands of plant and animal species are disappearing at an alarming rate. Perhaps you should take your pen or your pencil out and begin to list what should ordinarily be a simple list of all of the plant and animal species that are disappearing in your area at an alarming rate. We are risking our future for an ephemeral prosperity based on pollution and exploitation. Even though the United Nations documents always say that the sovereign nations have the right to exploit their natural resources as they so desire, we talk out of one side of our mouths and then we write from the other. Disaster in the form of an oil spill, a chemical leak, or even nuclear accident, even if you have to convince the pilot to get drunk and crash his oil tanker on the rocks. Yes, you can have oil spills everywhere, but that's been going on ever since oil's been around, hasn't it? Chernobyl, oh my God, not Chernobyl. Chemical leak or even nuclear accidents like Chernobyl could strike any day with little being done in the way of prevention. Prevention, that's the precautionary principle. Don't put that in your mouth. You don't know where it's been. In order not to let this happen, we must put an end to the conspiracy of silence of those who are unwilling to change their lifestyles. That's you, America. That's you, Europe. That's you, Australia. The conspiracy of silence of those who are unwilling to change their lifestyles or risk disturbing the foundations of the economic system that pays their bills. G20. And expose the terrible moral cowardice of those politicians who are perpetuating this conspiracy by refusing to recognize the true extent and nature of modern challenges. There are clear links between these three sustainable development challenges, both in terms of origin, repercussions, and the imperatives they dictate to humankind. One cannot counteract bigotry, racism, crime, and terrorism to ensure global security without combating poverty, though the pure will always be with us. One cannot address poverty without respecting each individual's human rights, the Declaration of Human Rights, given by government today, withdrawn by government tomorrow. Human rights. Human development and environmental protection are interdependent objectives. Right out of the Russian Constitution, this word of interdependence, you know. How can one tell the poor of the Amazon basin not to chop down the rainforest to lay a field if this is their only means of making ends meet, question mark? How can one expect cost-prohibitive environmental protection measures of a poor country? Why, you can't, my friend. That's called social equity. Only the developed nations will have to suffer those burdens. The developing nations will get a pass. They buy an indulgence from the International Monetary Fund in the form of special drawing rights, or perhaps the Chinese will finance and underwrite their occupations with dwindling value. U.S. T-bills, treasury bonds. On the other hand, if nature is not given enough consideration, our efforts to build a more equitable, there's the word, our efforts to build a more equitable and better world are doomed to failure. Always the three E's when we talk about sustainable development. It's always about the money. Economy is the number one issue here. And then, of course, there's the environment. And then, of course, there's social equity. Social equity. Reflecting upon this, one cannot help but wonder what caused the situation we now have on our hands. We wonder what caused the situation which now we find on our hands. I think you need to go back to the Bank of London. Go back to the Dominionists. Go back to the divine right to rule. And start picking up the track at a little better level there, Corby. Anyway, continuing, our world is becoming rife with conflicts and contradictions. Who finances all of these conflicts and contradictions? Who finances them on both sides and continues to profit? Generational, after generation, after generation. Rothschilds come to mind right off the bat to me. I don't know about you, but anyway, today these conflicts have reached truly global proportions and stand to jeopardize the basic security of humankind. And globalization as the prevailing force in world development must be held responsible. And globalization as the prevailing force in world development must be held responsible. Globalization lays bare and intensifies all the conflicts and contradictions of the past and drives them to dangerous degrees. What's Gorby telling us? What is he telling us? The world's market-driven globalization tends to enforce the notion derived from neoliberal theory that economic growth, as measured by gross national product and gross domestic product indicators, is the only way to measure national wealth and progress. Seems Corby has another plan.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Can we believe our ears? Can we believe our lying eyes? Is Mikhail Gorbachev coming out against globalization in this write-up? The new glasnost for the planet, this new openness, this new transparency, optimism by action? Or is this just simply another thesis, antithesis, synthesis, being laid by the Green Cross? I'll say it again, and globalization as the prevailing force in world development must be held responsible. Not accountable, of course, but responsible. Globalization lays bare and intensifies all the conflicts and contradictions of the past and drives them to dangerous degrees. The world's market-driven globalization tends to enforce the notion derived from neoliberal theory, neoliberal theory, that economic growth as measured by gross national product and gross domestic product indicators is the only way to measure national wealth and progress. Capital accumulation and individual consumption are given a higher status than social and spiritual values or cultural heritage. Indigenous people, tribes and cultures, ideology and policies of the neoliberal globalism initiated by the countries that have benefited most from globalization make this trend that much stronger. Now, is it really neoliberal or is it neoconservative? Is it all just a con job? The cumulative results of the individual decisions based on this logic in the long run lead to unforeseen and dangerous consequences, and as Aristotle wrote, such as you begin badly in your premise, you cannot help but to end badly in your conclusion. One often comes across the argument that globalization as we know it is a fait accompli, a process entirely outside our control. How many times have I spoken out against that point of view? This is certainly not a done deal yet. Particularly vociferous with this argument, unsurprisingly, are those who want to instill in the public mind the futility and pointlessness of any opposition to globalization. Time to give up. It's all over. Put your head back in the sand. Go to sleep. But why is Gorby advancing this line of reasoning? In the meantime, several highly influential researchers have argued convincingly about the role of political choices as a factor used to harness globalization and make it work for the benefit of major players in the global marketplace. That politics lies behind globalization is unquestionable. In recent years, this has been clearly illustrated by the neoconservatives in the USA. So on the one hand, we have the neoliberals, and now he's invoking the neocons in the USA, seeking to take advantage of globalization to pursue an imperialist policy of force and impose their will upon the rest of the world. Of course, Gorby moved his offices from the Presidio over to Switzerland so that he could be close to BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, but he doesn't mention that in this article. The reason why the force factor comes to the fore possibly lies in the realization of a few simple facts. Natural resources are finite, their use has already exceeded a critical point, and the capture of the lion's share by a smaller and decreasing portion of humanity deprives the rest of the world and the growing majority of equal access to such resources and, in many cases, to the essential means of subsistence. Hearing both sides of the argument, both sides of the dialectic here. By recalling the U.S. signature from under the Kyoto Protocol and opening hostilities against Iraq based on false intelligence, Gorby writes, in breach of international law and bypassing the UN system, President Jorge Bush has demonstrated a blatant disregard for world opinion. My goodness, no wonder he had to get out of America. How bold. In the first 2 years of his presidency, under the pretext of financial security, Mr. Bush, he says, made several major changes to national environmental policies which have substantially undermined the central pillars of ecological legislation, there's ecology again, established during the previous four decades. At the same time, he did not think twice before spending dozens of billions of dollars, not to mention thousands of human lives, on the war in Iraq. Curiouser and curiouser. The terrible events of September the 11th, 2001, were a graphic display of the reality of such threats, of course. He says first, such courses of actions are fraught with danger, not only to the natural resources of North America, but also because they exacerbate the conflicts between the North and the South, between the rich and the poor. And again, the terrible events of September the 11th, 2001, were a graphic display of the reality of such threats. Unfortunately, some lessons are still to be learned from that, lessons learned. Is there an alternative to the existing situation? Question mark. It is my, again, this is Mikhail Gorbachev writing, it is my conviction that our history is not predetermined. We're certainly not a Calvinist. And there is room for an alternate in any situation. It was this pursuit of an alternative development model that led to the elaboration of a sustainable development program for the world. Agenda 21 was supported by the United Nations and endorsed by the heads of state and government for most states in 1992. Seems there was a bit of a setback here in the spring of 2004 when the Green Cross optimist had to go to Switzerland. Are we back online now with Agenda 21 under the usurper's administration? I ask. Nations and endorsed by the United Nations, endorsed by the heads of state of most states in 92. For the first time in history, the world community managed to map out and agree on a general strategic plan designed to address humanity's vital problems. However, serious obstacles emerged as implementation started. The governments of industrialized countries chose to retract from their commitments, in particular the ones regarding their development aid contributions, in favor of the philosophy of economic liberalism, deregulation, and accelerated economic growth. And now we have a major economic problem on our hands. Humbling the developed countries, impoverishing their people, rendering savings accounts, annuities, insurance premiums, and all of that stuff meaningless as the dollar declines in value. Problem, reaction, solution, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, bringing us back in line, back on track with a more sustainable president, the usurper. The governments of industrialized countries again chose to retract from their commitments, in particular the ones regarding their development aid contributions. In other words, this is the funding from the international community, if you will. Opponents of the sustainable development paradigm have spared no effort in trying to discredit the idea in the public mind. That's the truth. I'm one of them. And yet, the interest is still there. The so-called anti-globalization movement. In effect, it is the movement against market-driven fundamentalism, is in favor of an alternative development model. Their motto is, another world is possible. International social democracy, rural people, green movements worldwide, and thousands of NGOs representing millions of members also stand behind the sustainable development principle. We are talking about a powerful force whose pressure is being increasingly felt by the ruling elite. Which side of this argument do you stand upon? Are you pro-sustainable development? Pro the green agenda? Are you pro-international social democracy? Pro-rural people? Give me a break. But definitely they're listed in this list. Thesis, antithesis, and synthesis as we move further and further and further away from freedom and further into global control. We'll be right back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from survivalistseeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from survivalistseeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Survivalistseeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Mikhail Gorbachev, what a global fellow traveler this gentleman really is, and Kofi Annan as well, Lawrence Summers, and all of the rest of these czars that we have in American government today. But he writes and he asks this question, so what can we do to make a difference? First of all, we need to scrutinize the structural factors inhibiting the transition to sustainable development. We need to better understand the mechanisms of globalization that put development on such a dangerous course. We need to bridge the gap between our moral consciences and the challenges of our time. Consumerism and national egocentrism continue to pose a serious threat to achieving sustainable development goals. I thought this was a nation of consumers. National egocentrism. A serious threat to achieving sustainable development goals. Is the United States a serious threat? A turnaround will not be possible unless the breach between the objective need to reverse currently prevalent behavioral patterns and the subjective unwillingness of states, communities, and individuals to do so is sealed off. This turnaround must begin with changes in the human spirit, a reprioritization of our value system, including relations between people and the man-nature interrelationship. Remember, I, thou, I, it. A change in the value system. From I, thou, to I, it, the man-nature interrelationship. All this, Gorby writes, gives science, education, and the mass media a special role and responsibility. Prominent scientists have been cautioning us about the dangers looming over humankind for many years. Sadly, these warnings have been paid little heed to. often ignored, and even forgotten altogether, and I must add, in many cases, wholly disproved. Facts, as he says, about global threats gathered by scientists should become public knowledge. Well, they are. And the main vehicle for translating scientific conclusions into terms we can all understand is the mass media. That's right. Gotta have those televisions telling you all about man-made global warming and climate change. The media has an exceptionally important role to play in building a, quote, society of knowledge. The public fool system. Effective interaction between science and the mass media has never been more crucial than it is today. The more the society relies on true knowledge, the more desperately it needs it. Experts say, scientists said, people familiar with the matter said, the man behind the curtain stated. You get the idea. Scientists and the media both suffer from a credibility gap. Too often the media not so much informs viewing, reading, or listening audiences as it misleads them. It makes use of cheap sensationalism to satisfy raw tastes and thus manipulates the public mind. Scientists themselves could use a little help coordinating their actions and getting the truth across. Architects and engineers for 9/11 truths. And others. Apart from science and the media, the education system is another essential channel of knowledge regarding global challenges and sustainable development. All five-year-olds should learn to masturbate in America. Practically, every activity in our society requires knowledge in the area of environmental protection. It is important that people learn, starting in school, how to respect nature, save energy and water resources, and manage domestic waste. That's right. Children going around your house, turning the lights off, chastising you for not using those new bulbs in the light fixtures. Schools of all levels are called upon to instill the concept of human togetherness, world integrity, and culture of solidarity and peace in their students. Now here's a little truth for you. Glasnost could be put to service as a catch-all phrase for all of these weapons in the struggle for transparency and awareness. We need more transparency in government, don't we? Barry the Usurper said so. He was going to spend over $1 million to have the WhiteHouse.gov website redeveloped and made more transparent. Glasnost. Mikhail Gorbachev. Glasnost is more than transparency. It is a demanding. Yes, it's demanding, haven't I always said? But if you wanted to boil sustainable development down to one word, that one word would be demand. But Glasnost is more than transparency. It is a demanding, long-term process of awakening, which inevitably leads to calls for fundamental changes. In the field of sustainable development, such a process is needed to combat apathy. Well, Ron Paul cured some people's apathy. To engage people in the task of choosing more equitable and sustainable lifestyles, and to address the dominance of short-term interests and lack of transparency at the decision-making level. The process of Glasnost would tackle both aspects of this dangerous blend of indifference and concealment, and ultimately rebuild trust between people, business, and government. Desperately needed if we're going to stand any chance of achieving the Millennium Development Goals to combat poverty, disease, and inequality by the year 2015. If you haven't taken the time to do so, I might suggest in these last few minutes of the broadcast and after the broadcast that you type Millennium Development Goals into your browser and see what you can find out about combating poverty, disease, and inequality by 2015. Here's a sidebar. The principle of solidarity, Gorby writes, has played a vital role at all times. especially in small groups, communities, and social movements. But in this day and age, the imperative of global solidarity moves to the foreground. That's right. Workers of the world, unite. Cut the environmentalist and a communist bleeds. You cut the communist and a socialist bleeds every time, but we wouldn't expect a leopard to change its spots. The escalation of global problems is in many ways attributable to world politics lagging behind the real processes unfolding in the world. And it just continues and continues. He writes this, in a world increasingly besieged by corruption, greed, and self-interest, we need leaders who have the moral courage to ground their decisions in this new global ethic and sustainable development principles. Of course, you won't find the Constitution in this. You won't find that pesky Bible in any of this either. You don't believe in that. Atheist mostly. Agnostic, many. But they all believe in something. Some may believe in Lucifer, I guess. Maybe Saturn. Some other one of these planetary little g gods. Some believe just simply that they are themselves as gods and that they should decide how you and I live and what we could and couldn't do or what we shall or shall not have for property. Human rights. Human rights. Closing out here, he says, among these principles, solidarity takes a special place. The principles of solidarity has played a vital role at all times, especially in small groups, communities, and social movements again. But in this day and age, the imperative of global solidarity must move to the foreground. And this means solidarity of a higher order to more equitably balance the burdens and benefits of globalization and bring about a just and caring world order. To bring about a just and caring world order. It is solidarity that presents itself as the pillar of sustainable development, that would be Osiris's penis, no doubt, in all its human and intergenerational aspects. Intergenerational. One generation of Arcus after another, as the anarchists gather in Pittsburgh today. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for listening. I'll be back again on Monday. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.